Modern Friendships, Is More Really Better? By Carrie M. Kendrick.
In the 1990s, the pre-social networking era, anthropologist Robin Dunbar estimated that the average person can maintain around 150 friendships. This figure, also known as Dunbar's number, has been popularized since then, appearing in books and articles. What has happened to this number since the advent of social media? While it is estimated that the average social media user has 150 friends, it is also estimated that the average person has 7 social media accounts. Friendships these days are not restricted to real-life interactions, nor are they restricted to one social media platform. So, Dunbar's number might sound like a drop in the ocean to social media users who have friend counts in the thousands. But evidence suggests that quantity doesn't necessarily mean quality. In Dunbar's initial research, friendships were broken down into types. The average person had around 50 good friendships, 15 close friendships, and an intimate support group that usually consisted of just 5 people. Current research has shown that although our average number of total friendships has increased, the number of close and intimate friendships we maintain has stayed roughly the same. We may acquire more online friends, but a majority of these will probably be casual acquaintances. Online friendships may be commonplace, but research suggests they are no substitute for the real thing. Why don't the online friendships we build become more intimate? It's possible they don't satisfy us, not in the same way that real friendships do. Researchers found that our number of real-life friends directly correlates with our well-being. The more friends you have in real life, the happier you are. However, they found no evidence that the size of our online friendships has the same effect. Even if our virtual friendship network grows far beyond Dunbar's number, it's still our real-life friendships that mean the most to us. The underlying issue making these virtual relationships seem less fulfilling could be emotional distance. Researchers found that people are happier and laugh 50% more frequently during face-to-face interactions as compared to online interactions. The emotional touch of face-to-face interaction, such as responses like genuine laughter, is very important. Further research has shown that physical touch, like hugging, is also crucial for building social bonds. Video calls can bridge the gap to an extent, but it isn't possible to fully replicate physical bonding in a virtual world. Overall, research suggests that online relationships can't fully meet the social and emotional needs of most adults. They fail to reproduce the emotional and physical intimacy of real-life friendships, and they don't trigger the same feelings of well-being as real-world relationships do. Social networks may evolve to accommodate our relationship needs, but for now, they are inadequate. Social media isn't the place for close friendships. The real world is.